The City of London has levied an area improvement assessment tax on downtown businesses, but some businessmen are objecting to paying the additional tax. Mark Emery, a downtown store owner, is heading up the opposition, and he's on the line this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Have you seen the editorial in this morning's paper?
In my local paper?
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
Really, do most businessmen support the tax, contrary to your allegation?
No, of the 225 I've interviewed, a full 90% are adamantly against it, and that's a full third of everybody downtown. The rest of the businesses that I haven't gone to tend to have their head offices in Toronto, so we're contacting them by mail. But we expect to find eventually that about 85 to 90% are adamantly against it when we get through all of them.
Where did the editorial writer get his information or her information, I wonder?
Well, you have to understand the nature of the free press. They're not usually well informed there. They're the only daily paper in the city. And, you know, they have tended to ignore this. This is a rather major movement going on in the city itself, and they've tended to ignore this. I believe the Globe and Mail has an article today that points out that, inexplicably, the free press has tended to ignore what has been going on. The first real news they put in is this editorial. And generally, the free press is not sympathetic to us because it would appear that they would tend to receive most of the money from this improvement tax in the long run through advertising from this association. So many of us are suspicious about what real intent they have in reporting the news and giving that editorial.
Did you protest the bylaw before it was passed?
Well, a year and a half ago when a few people received, well, not a few, about 60% of the businesses received a notice of it, like winter is my financially terrible time, and I put in a verbal protest, but I couldn't spend the full month that I've spent now, 9 to 5, leading a protest. Like, I've taken the last month off my job and been doing this 9 to 5, going door to door.
Don't you think the time to really get people all stirred up was before the bylaw was passed and then go speak at city council and get them not to pass it?
Well, oddly enough, 110 people did protest before it was passed, so there was a lot of people aside from me doing that, but they tend to ignore that anyway. The reason is the bylaw, like the provincial government gives the city this permission, and although it only took 15 or 20 people to get the law passed, that is like a group of the Downtown London Association, which lobbied for the law, only had about 15 or 20 members, and they were lethargic, they never did anything, and they got this law passed, which was quite amazing because up to 110 people protested, but legally, for council not to pass it, we needed 300 people to protest. And as I just told you, that's impossible to find because so many of these businesses downtown are chain stores that have head offices in Toronto, and it's next to impossible to get their attention or to find somebody who's in a responsible position to give you an authoritative word.
Now, you claim the city obtained the right to tax downtown businessmen in this way in a dubious fashion. Now, what do you mean by that?
When I say they have this right to tax them?
Yes.
Well, actually, no, I didn't say that. The city has a very clear right to tax us. The purposes are very dubious, and the moral principle behind this is extremely dubious. For example, they're taxing 890 businesses, everyone in a 15-block area, and yet the benefit will be shared probably by about 30 major businesses on the major street of the city. And yet all 15 blocks, some of which are 4 or 5 blocks away from the main intersection, have to pay this tax. Doctors, lawyers, business people, wholesalers, auctioneers, car repair shops have to pay, in some cases, as much as a person on the main street who is obviously going to reap all the benefits from it. In fact, a major insurance company that is the greatest asset to this city as far as employment and beautification goes because their own property is so beautiful, London Life, is being required to pay a full 6% of the $100,000 required, which is absurd because, if anything, they contribute more to this city than any other business, and yet they're paying for something that is surely not going to benefit them at all. It's an excuse for the merchants to rob big businesses and small businesses alike for their own purposes, like a few businesses to rob all the others.
You're not a tavern owner, but also some tavern owners are being assessed their property tax in
well,
a rather
outrageous. Yeah, their increases, though, are this is an additional 8% on our tax bill. And to some people, that's a lot of money. In a few cases, like mine, it's not so much. But it's the moral principle of having to pay something that is really quite an unethical, invalid, and it's an illegal prospect since this group doesn't represent us at all. They have no mandate, no communication, no authority, nothing whatsoever to represent us, to go to the city and say, the majority, quote, the majority want this tax. But the hotel people are looking at things like 100 and 200% increase in property taxes, and many of them are threatened going out of business.
I was talking to a businessman the other day about that tax, and he indicated that taxing is now being done on ability to pay, and that's about the only criteria.
Well, that I'm sure the ability to pay will end up with a gun at your head and your property going out your front door with the bailiff. I think that's a highly interpretive phrase when it's used by government.
All right, Mr. Emery, we're going to try and get the mayor on tomorrow and chat about this. There's only one other thing I want to chat with you about, and it has nothing to do with taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of your bookstore is City Lights, is that right? Is that any relation to the one in San Francisco that Lawrence Ferlinghetti runs?
Only romantically. I chose the name City Lights for the Charles Chaplin movie.
Oh.
And also for the knowledge that Ferlinghetti's bookshop was in itself sort of a cultural place to go, which is what I've always wanted my bookstore to be. In recent years, it's kind of evolved into that.
Have you been in Ferlinghetti's?
Go ahead.
Have you been in Ferlinghetti's?
No, I've never been to San Francisco.
I was in Ferlinghetti's, and he was upstairs typing away, and I figured he was writing a poem, and I bought a few first editions. It's a fabulous place.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, actually, it's been in a number of movies. In fact, in three movies alone this year, every time they pan on San Francisco, they show Ferlinghetti's bookshop there. So I hope if London becomes a mecca of movie making, that they use my bookshop for the same purpose.
Well, that was the first all-paperback bookstore in North America. And
right?
Yeah, that's
paperbacks only originated in 1945 or so. So that's not surprising. It seems for somebody as young as I am that's grown up with paperbacks that paperbacks always existed. But you're right.
Nice to talk to you about a variety of things.
Okay.
Bye bye. Mark Emery, a downtown London businessman who objects to the business improvement assessment tax. Tomorrow we hope to speak with the mayor of London, Al Gleeson, to get his reaction to this controversy. And yesterday we spoke to Mark Emery, a downtown London businessman who objects to a special downtown improvement tax. Today we have on the line Mayor Al Gleeson. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Mr. Emery claims that 890 businesses are being taxed in a 15-block area, but the benefit will just be shared by about 30 major businesses on the major street of the city. Is that true? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Mr. Gleeson? Hello? Well, apparently Mr. Gleeson can't hear me. All right, well, we're going to stand by. We'll wait for, we'll wait to make contact with him. We think we have Mayor Al Gleeson back on the line to discuss the special downtown improvement tax in London. Good morning, Mr. Gleeson.
Good morning, Alan.
You can hear me okay?
Yes, no problem.
Great, I can hear you too. Well, as I was saying, Mr. Emery claims that 890 businesses are being taxed in about a 15-block area, but the benefit will just be shared by 30 major businesses on the major street of the city. Is that true?
Well, I don't know where it gets the number of 30. He's correct on the 890, but as far as the 30 is concerned, I have to believe there's far more than 30 people. More to the point, when we went through this whole discussion over a two-year period, which is about how long it took before the bylaw came in, we had complaints, and so we introduced a special private bill which would allow us to establish zones so different people were taxed at different amounts to try to come up with some equity in this system.
What is the tax going to be used for?
Well, it's permitted by provincial legislation, and in 1977, early May, the Downtown Merchants approached us to introduce this bylaw, and it permits if you have a majority of the people who wish to have it. By the way, when you introduce it, all the notices go out, and if you receive one-third objections to it, as that one-third represents one-third of the assessment, then it's not introduced.
What will the money be used for?
It will be used, well, you set up a board of directors, and they struck a budget. This year, the board of budget of directors struck a budget of $100,000. It'll be used for a variety of things, but in the initial year, I understand their primary intention is to use it for promotion. That would be some advertising. It'll be used for dress-up Christmas decorations, other decorations downtown, in effect to dress up and improve the downtown area.
Is it mainly the major street?
Yes, and going back from the major street as well, extending some distance, three or four blocks east and west, and then a little over a block and a half north and south from that.
So perhaps that's what Mr. Emery means.
Well, I don't know what he means. The fact is that Mr. Emery is right in the middle of the whole zone.
Now, if the businessmen withhold payment of that special tax, what will the city do?
Well, it's like any tax. It's legal. We exercise our legal authority to collect that tax. If a property owner doesn't pay his taxes, of course, we send out notices, and then we add penalties immediately in terms of interest. And the final result might be we'd have to go to the courts to collect the money.
What if the majority of businessmen and citizens wanted the tax rescinded?
Well, I don't know. We have no indication of that. The last notice from Mr. Emery had 120 or 130 people objecting. I don't know what he's at right now, but we have, as I say, close to 900 people in the area. You must bear in mind that this is a process we've gone through totally as a city, numerous meetings, and an OMB hearing. Everybody had an opportunity to make a presentation. Everybody had an opportunity to object.
Mr.
Nobody in any numbers has, or in enough numbers to warrant squashing the bylaw, has objected until they received their tax bills last month.
Well, Mr. Emery claims there were protests.
Well, there weren't enough. It's a clear democratic process, and where you have a minority who object to what majority want, then I'm afraid that's too bad, isn't it?
If over half of the businessmen wanted the tax rescinded, would you pass a bylaw and do that?
I mean, would we squash the bylaw?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. That becomes a council decision. I think more important, Russ, is that as a city council, as a city, we really have nothing to gain in this thing. We're, in effect, the agents. The business people wanted it. We went along with collecting the money. It was a total source of annoyance and aggravation as we went through it, and I went through the whole process. We did everything possible to introduce the bylaw. The merchant on the East End started long after the downtown merchants, and theirs was in place last year. So now we've gone all through this thing. And here we are back at it again. So what is necessary, really, on one way or the other, is that the merchants in downtown areas collectively have the opportunity to promote their businesses. And this is one means of...
We have to go, Mr. Gleason.
Pardon?
We have to go.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Mayor Al Gleason from the City of London.